This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Cold Soul. It's good to see Junior Brown get more attention. I listen to that guy like, I think 20 years ago, I listened to him in high school. When I moved down here about 17, I must have been like 25 years. Weird to be old. Seems like yesterday. And then back then he was just in Texas. Nobody knew who he was. Now he's getting pretty big. Good music for big movies and TV shows. I think that surf rock's about as good as it gets. This is what I put on around the house to relax. Just hours of this. Sorry. Oh, I want to go home and get out a big oil painting canvas, get out in the backyard, crack a cold one, but I don't have time to do that. We are here fighting the tyrants right now, ladies and gentlemen, and yeah, I'm in a good mood today. I went to sleep at 8:30 last night, and I slept in to 7 o'clock this morning, and it was good. I didn't wake up until that alarm clock went off, and I need to get 9, 10 hours sleep more often. I just feel like a bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And I'm just deciding to not let these globalists get me down. I'm just going to be real cynical and real nasty. And I'm going to go after Hollywood. I'm going to go after George Clooney. I mean, these people are the biggest hypocrites I have ever seen. And Saturday I was watching a video Paul Watson did called F George Clooney. And just the spirit of Paul Watson infected me. Just to be just aggressive and bulldog-like, just snapping at them. Because Bono and all these people, Matt Damon and George Clooney, reading off their notes and teleprompters, are the slimiest political dirtbags the planet has ever seen. In fact, cue this back up to start his video. I want to play it from the very start in a moment, please. Thank you. Where he sits there, and he can't even get out his Donald Trump line. Because he has nothing in him. He's a total stuff. Other people that know him, they say he knows it's all fake. It's all a joke. Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, all of them, they literally know it's all a fake joke. And they get all the big roles and all the big money by the political class to go out and spew BS. And Angelina Jolie is a UN spokeswoman. Look how happy she looks. She looks like an anorexic ringwraith. She looks uglier than Gollum. Serving the devil isn't too good for you, is it? And these people, he wants everybody to take refugees and pay for it, but he has giant palaces all over Europe and won't house any refugees. But he wants poor Germans to be thrown out of Section 8 housing, old people, to make way for a bunch of jihadis. And he has the nerve to say, because Donald Trump doesn't like women, he doesn't like Muslims because he doesn't like women. I love how they totally twist reality. It's the majority Muslim groups that treat women worse than dogs. You moral high ground, fake. And I agree with Watson. It's not all the lies that come out of his mouth. It's the foppish arrogance and the one foppish con thing he does of confidence. It's all acting. Play it.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump. That's not going to happen. And it's not going to happen because we're not going to be used. Fear is not going to be something that we're going to, that's going to be what drives our country. We're not going to be scared of Muslims or immigrants.
Just look down his paper.
You know, women.
The worst thing about George Clooney isn't the unremitting bull that streams out of his mouth. It's the way he always acts as if he's got the moral high ground. You don't have the moral high ground.
Stop right there. Probably watch this video 5 times this weekend. I just love Paul Watson. Oh, God, I love him. God, thank you for Paul Watson. I had to threaten to cut his pay 5 years ago. I said, you're going on air. And I sent him the map to put behind him. I got him booked on radio shows, TV shows. I'm like Darth Sidious, and he's Darth. I'm just like,
do what must be done, Lord Vader. Show no mercy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Do what must be done. If you get aggressive with these globalists, call them out on their total frauds. Not debate them on whatever their false pretense is. The TSA isn't having giant lines across the country, 4 hours long, flights canceled by the hundreds. By accident, they're doing it to get funding. They're doing it to massively expand their operations into bus stations, train terminals, and highways. That's admitted. And the dumb media isn't dumb. They know their job is to basically cover up. They can complain about the crisis so the TSA gets more money. It's okay to have CBS News nightmarish lines continue at airport security checkpoints, because then the answer is give us more money, as they were doing last week. That's why our own Allie was there visiting family this weekend and didn't get back last night. 4 hour wait, got her flight canceled because no one could get to the planes, and had to fly out this morning. Big lines this morning, all over different areas of the country. And the TSA, she said, was just laughing, you know. And it was in the news. They said, it's the people's fault. You don't have your stuff ready. It takes you time to take your shoes off and your belt off, like you're going into a Nazi gas chamber. All vulnerable. How about we all get naked and just walk into them? This is all to break our will. Remember, remember, remember. But they've stolen our basic liberties in the name of security and given us more enslavement and insecurity in its place. Remember. Remember what we warned you about and are now witnessing as it expands. And remember, we should have one of our crew do it. Have enough writers. We're just overtaxed here. But all the other people that listen, Breitbart, somebody, do a story. Remember 5 years ago when they just turned the scanners off for a week? Because they know there's no real threat. They let random people through. They let the illegals in front of me years ago just get through with no ID. They called a special person to speak to them in Spanish. I could tell they were illegals in little cowboy hats, their outfits, you know, a Mexican flag on their briefcase or their bag. And just let them through. It's not that I'm against the little farmers from Mexico up here visiting somebody in Texas or other cities I saw it happening, but I've got to go through it. I'm treated like I'm bad. They already have my driver's license. They already run it through a database. There aren't even warrants out. But you got warrants, they let you still fly. They don't care. They don't want to actually call the police on you. They run a background on you to see if you're on a no-fly list or a watch list. There are 2 million people on a no-fly list last time they admitted it to Congress. That was 8 years ago. We don't even know now. Some secret list. No one knows how you got on a list. That's Kafka-esque, where you're on trial. They won't say what you're accused of. It's insanity. It's out of control. It's ridiculous. And it's a fraud. So what do we call this segment of the radio/TV show we put up on YouTube? Take the earlier clip where I talked about, we can then send this around to the media and try to educate them. Take the part where I broke it down last hour and then this hour and just say the TSA is causing long lines on purpose. The TSA is holding America hostage for more money. I mean, that's what they're doing. And then just add to the article all the New York Daily News articles and Chicago Tribune articles and LA Times articles where planes landed today and no one was checked. The customs was told they were ordered to not even look at the IDs of the inbound plane from Mexico or the inbound plane from Germany. And then they're like, oh, we'll investigate. And it's well known that even on your worst day, you still stop as many terrorists as the TSA, which is 0, 0, 0. Every time there's real terrorists, the CIA orders the different agencies to, quote, stand down. I've had the head of the embassy on to talk about this, so they can carry out their mission. And they cover up all these refugees that are coming in that are military-age fighters that came from Syria and got kicked out by the Russians and the Syrian army and the Syrian people, so they then transit through Turkey into Europe. Because Turkey's in the EU now. Isn't that just grand? So, we've got all of that going on, and I mentioned this last hour, but I'm going to spend some more time on this thing and some other news I haven't covered yet. Donald Trump has gone too far. I heard it was going to be a bombshell all week, huge news from the New York Times, and boy was it. The big news was the media is a complete fraud and a complete joke. Donald Trump, it said that when he was not married, in between marriages, he would go up at cocktail parties and would approach high-powered women and things that were attractive and see if they wanted to go out on a date. And you know, that is the ultimate crime, that, you know, when you put on beauty pageants and things like that, it's so horrible. I mean, it's just horrible. This is horrible. And he can talk without a teleprompter or without George Clooney, who can't even say one line without a piece of paper and bumbles around like a lobotomized weasel. I mean, you can have a mannequin that looks intellectual. It doesn't have one brain cell in its head. George Clooney is a fop, a fraud, a charlatan, an empty suit, a dirtbag, a hypocrite, a fraud. Think Donald Trump's evil and hates women because he doesn't like radical Muslims. It's the radical Muslims that oppress women. George Clooney has admitted 20-man, 15-man bodyguard teams and $100 million houses here and there and all over and has all these people guarding him, but he is for banning your guns. Just like the self-propelled Jabba the Hutt on Earth. Yes, Michael Moore. I mean, I've been shoved around by his bodyguards in New York when he just comes down the street, and I'm like, hey, Michael Moore, and guys start manhandling me and bump me with an elbow, He had this big Nelly bodyguard with a gun on his hip. I just rammed my elbows on video right back into him. The guy went, ooh. I was like, yeah, hit me. I'm going to knock your freaking head off, punk. You want a high-powered uppercut right upside your head, you're about to get it. And you might be able to fight, but you're about to get a fight. You understand that, you freak? You parasite? Sick of you pieces of crap. With all your bodyguards, and we can't have guns. And then, Bono's the worst. I'm declaring this now. I'm going to war with Bono, with George Clooney, and the rest of them. I'm coming up with memes. I'm going to expose your fraud, and I am coming after you, and so are the people of the world. Bono, for 20 years, has the giant UN official ceremonies, paid TV all over the world, huge hype stuff to hear his overhyped music. Daily Mail right there. Bono's One Foundation under fire for giving less than 1% of funds to charity. And that's after they were under criticism for giving even less than 1%. 1.2%. I mean, the guy has brought in billions over the years, and he keeps it for himself, but shares it with government people like Sarkozy and others. And they fly around in his jet with him, and they go into Davos, and they just pack off with all these women and all this garbage and all this stolen loot. It's like Bill Clinton keeping more than half the money that's supposed to go to the black kids in Haiti, and this piece of trash keeps more than half of it for his jets and hotels and houses and foundations. And that's not when he's on Epstein or Epstein, however you say it. His pedo plane going to that pedo island, a creepy freak island of little girls, little 10-year-old, 11-year-old girls, man. And you know who's even sicker? The filthy supporters, the evil, stupid, the filth of the Democratic Party that knows all this and doesn't care. They like it. They're thugs. They're crooks. And the low-level ones are just dumb and want free stuff. And they're getting less free stuff than ever. The country's falling apart, but Obama runs around and says the country's doing better than ever. Can we queue up one of those? We got him 8 years ago saying it, last year saying it, this year. Timmy, the U.S. has never been better. Every metric shows we're in trouble. Bill Clinton connected to sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Sex offender? He's a pedophile. Convicted pedophile. You know, you wonder where your 11-year-old daughter went? 12-year-old daughter disappeared too? Spider holes. Spider holes. Can you imagine your daughter scared in some third world island, armed guards out front? Because they got armed guards. You just don't get to have guns. And then you walk, and into that room walks old Billy Boy. That skeleton ghoul. With Epstein. Oh, or you're an abused youth, 9 years old, and they take you over to see the head coach, Jerry Sandusky, who had his house right by the playground at the elementary school so he could watch the children. And here comes the ghoul. Here comes the Penn State coach. And then the other head coach died right away. The guy America admired. Sure, he didn't know anything either. Sure, the school wasn't running kids to the elite, which they admit they were. Selling them, bidding them out for donors. The big donors to Penn State launder their money tax exempt and then get to go to parties. And then you bring in the former FBI director, an alum, to clean it all up. You wonder who wants to screw over America? Who wants to put fluoride in the water to make you brain damage? Who would come up with stuff like this? Who would have human-animal hybrids all over the U.S. gestating inside animals? MIT Magazine. Who would think of stuff like this? Who would think of creating Hitler and turning him loose? Who would set up the Soviet Union? Our frickin' government. These people. Jimmy Savile and just all of them. Look at them. And it's come out, court finds that Perino, whatever his name, Paterno, he knew. I said that back at the time, as early as 1976. Really? Really? Pedos just have a look. I don't normally judge a book by its cover, but pedos have a look. They have a lot better look. After you know what, don't you? after a real man got a hold of their little pedo chicken necks and said, you want to see something scary? You want to meet a monster? You're going to meet a real monster now. Close that door. Get your fist up, punk. Because now you're going to face everything you don't like.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Bye.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We broadcast worldwide. Then we return 7 o'clock Central for InfoWars and Nightly News. If you're tuning in for the first time ever and saying, what on earth is this? It's reality. It's reality, not my opinion. They admit Clinton and others are hanging around with convicted pedophiles flying to these pedo islands trying to cover it up. Washington's full of pedophiles, the Catholic Church, all these big institutions. They're covering it up. They're raping the country politically. And then the media has the nerve everywhere to go, Donald Trump once told a girlfriend she was overweight. And then the woman comes out and says, that didn't even happen. They lied. You mean they lied about nukes in Iraq? The New York Times did. They lie about this? You mean they lie? They're owned by Carlos Slim, the second richest man in the world from Mexico, who is connected to everything? You mean El Jefe, El Supremo, might run a newspaper and lie? Oh, yeah. I mean, whoa, Donald Trump is so evil. I mean, it's a huge article just whining. I said 12 pages. I was going for a minute. Let me see how many pages this actually is. I'm sorry. I think I exaggerate. A lot of times I have them in my head. I'm sorry. I said 12 pages. It's 16 pages long. I had to sit there and read this. Well, it first came out on Friday, but I didn't get around to reading the whole thing. I read it Saturday. This is just all over the news. Top story. Dun, dun, dun. Donald Trump, mean to women. He would come up when he was divorced and ask girls on dates, and then they'd go on dates with him. And then after a month of going out with him, he'd go out with somebody else, and they're angry. Dun, dun, dun. He even breathed oxygen and ate food and even had cups of coffee. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. His crime was he didn't kidnap little girls and take them to pedo islands. His crime was he didn't rape little boys like Sandusky in the locker room at high noon in front of everyone. Dun, dun, dun. His crime was he didn't launder billions of dollars of drug money like the banks owned by Berkshire Hathaway owner and commander Warren Buffett. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, have you heard? Al-Qaeda. Oh, I'm sorry, their new name. ISIS wants to attack Bill Gates. ISIS is run by the globalists. It's meant to make him sound like a hero. Oh, the Bushes have released hundreds of pages of skull and bones documents that they wanted released. And it's nothing. Nothing was going on. John Wayne Gacy, too, released some pages. Nothing was happening. He was wearing clown outfits to give kids balloons. There were, I don't know, 25-plus dead bodies of young boys he kidnapped and tortured to death. But actually, that's a conspiracy theory because the media knows you may not actually look into that. So I'll just say John Wayne Gacy did nothing. He's a famous serial killer, we don't know. Because this is what they do. They just get up there and they lie to you like you're a moron. Or they tell you the definitions of things. Like, don't say that mother or father thing. I mean, I have a mother or father. So we're going to, on the admission forms of high schools or colleges, take it out. Or don't say he or she. Say G or E. Actually says that. Just like the New York Post says, Obama doesn't think rapists, armed robbers, drug dealers are criminals. I've talked about this, but it's back in the news. I should cover it more. But they have a new term, justice-involved individuals. And that's because now they've taken your rights away. Now if you join with them, they'll give you some of your rights tentatively when they want. They want to be able to expunge records federally when they want. If you play ball and go lie. We're going to expunge your record for rape. You just got to say that you sold a machine gun to Alex Jones or Matt Drudge or a pound of methamphetamine. Who knows what the baloney is? We don't lie here on The Running Man. Why, there they are, Whitman, Price, and the Dodd. Their debt to society paid in full. Whitman, Price, and the Dodd are dead. I thought they were the winners. He goes, they were last season's losers. Stop being naive, people. Chinese pour $110 billion into the U.S. real estate. Now, I haven't covered this yet. This is really the big story. I'm going to hit this briefly when we come back. Have our guests on and then get back into this. Our story's up on drudgereport.com. Scenes from the Venezuelan apocalypse. Countless wounded after 5,000 loot supermarket looking for food. And then people say, well, that's a Zero Hedge InfoWars posted article. We don't believe it. Here is the god of the mainstreamers. That dwindling minority of rubes, boobs, suckers, schmucks, and ding-dongs. U.S. concern grows over possible Venezuelan meltdown. Meltdown. Yes, we're running that food special one more day. 40% off InfoWars Select. InfoWarsStore.com. Am I fear-mongering? You bet. I'm buying more food. I'm concerned. I hope I'm wrong. But things are going from it being a possibility for global meltdown and collapse to a probability down the road. How bad it is what we hope. It isn't too bad. But we're definitely cruising for a bruising. Get your storable foods, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsSelect.com, takes you right to the sub page. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
The Bible says the Lord states, vengeance is mine. And I agree with that. But God works through men and women, through nations, by rising them up and bringing them down. The entire Western world is going into judgment. Corruption has risen to levels never before seen. But in the heart of that darkness, liberty is rekindled. Great forces are now coming together in opposition. It's an amazing time to be alive. We have seen the last 4 years since Benghazi, the survivors who were on the ground come out on this broadcast and others. True heroes. Not just because they went and fought 20-1 30-1, 40-1, depending on the numbers in Benghazi. But because they didn't follow illegal, unconstitutional, treacherous, treasonous orders that violated their sworn oath to defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, and to not follow orders to stand down for 13 hours, 8.5 hours of a firefight, while the ambassador and his people were killed, and they've gone public. It was Colonel Schaefer, like a week after it happened, came on and broke down a lot of what happened. He got, they really chewed him out, but he still didn't get in trouble. They tried to put him in prison for exposing Stratus Ivy and Able Danger. But he made it through that. Tosh Plummer, they tried to put him in jail before. He was the guy back during Iran-Contra, famous whistleblower. Still kept his contract job with the CIA because there's a dark side and a light side. And people get burned when they tend to work with the system. They just end up killing and setting the worst up because they know you know where the bodies are buried. These criminals in the system are scared of people like Colonel Schaefer or Tosh Plumlee or the different Army and Navy SEAL folks like Tonto that we had on last week. And so the good news here is the truth is coming out. And just what Tosh Plumlee told us 4 years ago on air, he said, I remember he was saying this, and I wasn't getting it. And I think I know a lot. And he's like, it goes down to El Chapo. I've been down there at his ranch. This is where El Chapo was even called again. And it's guns out of there being shipped over there, and it's wrong, and it's dangerous, and it ties into Fast and Furious. He's all on record. And now, a couple years later, it's in the news. 50 calibers, Fast and Furious, down to El Chapo, the guns going out to the Middle East, guns from Fast and Furious show up in the Middle East, it's all happening. Because if they can't get our own military to ship the guns to ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they do it through Mexico. And you hear about El Chapo doing business deals in the Middle East now and threatening ISIS to cut their heads off because, you know, they're cutting into his supply lines. They'll take guns from him, just not the drugs, or guns from other Mexican cartels who, it turns out, are on the CIA payroll. That's why it's wrong to put El Chapo in jail. That guy's been working for the CIA forever. That's admitted. His number two got caught 4 years ago. Chicago Tribune, El Paso Times, in court said, I'm CIA. We need to go into closed session. I'll give you my national security codes. They had to drop the case and let him go. That's why El Chapo says, extradite me to the U.S. Now, Tosh knows all the inside baseball, super classified stuff, knows El Chapo, you name it. It's all tied together. He's with us to the end of the hour. He'll be with us a little bit more in the next hour. Then we have retired Marine Corps Colonel Matt Smith-Meck, who just retired a few years ago and has been physically attacked, death-threatened, you name it, because he learned about it because the base they were on was involved in Fast and Furious. This is the guy that runs bases. This is the guy that was the head of Camp X-Ray, the head jurist there. I mean, he's a high-powered colonel, not just some guy in supply. He's getting into this with Kent Terry, brother of Brian Terry, who's popping back in during his lunch hour, because it isn't just about Brian Terry, God rest his soul, who had stuff hidden in his boot about how it was a cover-up. It ties into everything and Hillary Clinton and what's going on and her minion, the head of the Democratic Party, coming out saying the FBI looking into this criminal. They say they're looking into it criminally. They say it's a security check. No, it's not. So there's a battle going on right now, folks, and I'm telling you, Hillary gets into office. She's going after all her enemies, folks. She can only fail forward. She's in so much trouble. She will be a loose cannon and will really try to take this nation down. She's crazy. She's mentally ill. That's in the news. Throws fits, attacks people, chews on the carpet. I mean, she's that bad. So Robert Tosh Plumlee, Facebook is facebook.com/ Robert.Plumlee.5. Just type in Tosh Plumlee in the top links. Go to him. You talk about a hero, a patriot. He doesn't want to say this. This guy delivered arms to Fidel Castro in the late 50s when he worked for the CIA. Living legend. Living legend. I want to get him on sometime just about history and stuff that's been partially declassified. But he's got to be careful because he just, they have killed so many people for knowing one-tenth of what this guy knows. Now, obviously, he's got things in place where everything gets released and they go after him. But he's shown the show many times. I'm not speaking for him. He's here to protect himself. In fact, let me just say briefly, I was on Coast to Coast AM really tired, 2, 3 in the morning last week. Talking about Vivian Kubrick, daughter of Stanley Kubrick, who was his protege, great lady. I spent 3 days with her in Dallas up there at a JFK event. She just showed up. It was her. I looked it up. She didn't give an interview in like a decade. Told me all this incredible stuff about her dad and the system, but didn't tell me everything she told me I've said. And then We lost contact with her. She went to Florida, and I just did the metaphor of Men in Black. But she just said, oh, I can't talk to you anymore. I've got people I'm dealing with, and she was just off the radar. So there's nothing else I know about that. I kind of act like there was more. I reheard the broadcast. I don't know anything else. It was like when the D.C. madam was trying to tell me stuff off air in front of Josh John Harmon and others. I said, listen, don't tell me this. So we came back on air, and I said, anything you know, say it now, or they'll kill you. She was dead a month later. So this is serious business, folks. This isn't entertainment. It's not it's not your normal radio or TV. This is life-changing stuff and life-threatening to a lot of folks. Now, Tosh, if anything I said was inaccurate or needs to be clarified, break in. You're the expert. But you are a hero. You don't like to have that said about you. But, you know, you're right up there with the guys in 13 hours and what they did. You know, not following orders and doing the right thing. You put yourself on the line so many times. So thank you so much for your courage and what you've done. Correct me if I'm wrong on what I said, and then just put it in a nutshell what we're facing, the new developments.
Well, okay, Alex, thank you very much for having me back on your program. I appreciate that. You're right. The more, I wouldn't call it publicity, we can get out there, but the more truth and facts and vetted information that we can get out public, before the fact, so that we're aware as we go into this next election of what we're really up against. We're up against an international crime syndicate that has basically infiltrated our government at the highest levels. The gun running operation that you mentioned earlier has been an ongoing investigation for better than 7 years. When the Fast and Furious program broke, we had some very good investigative reporters. We had some very good military people. We had some very good Mexican Marinos. And we had a good task force that was gathering information. We had a good intelligence. It was not an intelligence failure in that situation. It was a political failure that let all of us guys down. I worked with the task force in Mexico in 2010. Worked with the Marinos. And found out a lot about international arms shipments through the direct commercial sales program, which I've covered on your program, which you covered just a few seconds ago. And we didn't know the extent, or I didn't know the extent, of where this information was going to go to. We didn't know everything that we know now about how vast this international gun running operation was ongoing. We didn't know that the high impact weapons were being approved by the State Department to be filtered through Mexico covertly and ended up in the Middle East and the Libyan bunkers and then saw in Jordan and Turkey and was actually filtered by radical groups got into radical groups' hands. Missing Stinger missiles, 400 of them. We found out later that Ambassador Stevens was attempting to buy back those missiles at $50,000 apiece. The State Department turned him down. 2 weeks later, he and the other CIA people that was at the CIA annex, contractors, were, in my case, massacred. Not in my case, but in my view, were massacred. They were set up. I don't want to ramble.
You're not rambling. Please take your time.
We took this information when along the border down here, when Fast and Furious was going. We found out about arms shipments coming across Columbus, New Mexico. It was not straw purchasers like the federal government tried to tell everybody, the general public. It was a major, major international gun running that was going through ports of Columbus, New Mexico, Antelope Wells, Piedras Negras, and by the Falcon Lakes area, and Lajitas was the crossover points. The Mexican Army at that point in time had arrangements made that some of those weapons would be pilfered off and given to various drug cartels and gangs. Joaquin Guzman was one of them. Carl Quintero was another. And there was a shipment would go through that area. Those weapons would be pilfered off, a percentage of them, and then other high-impact weapons ended up in the Middle East in Libyan bunkers. Some years later, after some of that had happened, and Gaddafi was killed, CBS photographed some of the Stinger missiles in the back of Toyota trucks before ISA was really a strong fighting force. I put out at that time 11 Benghazi questions, and question number 6 was, will someday we, our American troops, be facing those American weapons on some foreign battlefield? And that is exactly where they are today. Our troops are over in Afghanistan and all in the Middle East, and they're facing fire from our weapons that were shipped through Mexico to the Middle East as far back as 2009 that I've recorded, and I've had reports that it was actually earlier than that, as far back as 2005. We attempted everything. I say we, I'm going to use the plural because there's more people than just me involved in this. We attempted to get all this information through proper channels and was flat stopped by the U.S. State Department. And I can't say it any stronger than that, flat stopped by the U.S. State Department. We asked the Congress and the Senate to investigate this. They refused. They took information that they had received from various federal agencies that discredited a lot of military people, a lot of Border Patrol people, and a lot of people that were working very hard to bring this intelligence forward so they could be assimilated, deciphered, and investigated. Some of us got a little bit upset about that. I went on a raid to put tracking devices on trucks here down in near the border town in Columbus, New Mexico. I was stopped from going across the border. This is all recorded in SalemNews.com and Narco News by Bill Conroy, a good friend of mine. And I was warned that if I continued to go across the border without going through a proper checkpoint, that I would be arrested. I was later contacted by the Trey Gowdy's office, allegedly. Got a phone call. They were going to do two or three things to me. They were going to issue a subpoena to me if I would not come back and talk to them. I told them I'd come back and talk to them as soon as that lady would come back and talk to them and raise her right hand, and I'd stand side by side with her, and I'd raise my right hand, and I'd tell them what they wanted to know. I classified myself as an investigative journalist reporter, and I told them I would not divulge my military sources that were engaged with NATO forces in the Middle East, in Europe. So, I don't want to ramble here, but they're giving you a little bit of background on that. One of the meetings that we had in 2010, 6 months, or 2011 rather, 6 months after Brian Terry was ambushed and killed in Peck Canyon in Arizona, we sat down with a credentialed person that was with the Pentagon, and we detailed through a series of meetings with all Border Patrol sectors of this area down in here in South New Mexico, as far as Fabens and El Paso and Columbus, New Mexico, all the way down to Falcon Lakes and Piedras Negras and Eagle Pass. So we had a meeting. This was set up on the weekend of July of 2011, I believe it was. Yes, it was 6 months after Brian Terry. Brian Terry was killed December, I think it was the 10th of 2010. A few days before Christmas. We detailed exactly what our investigation had. We tried every way in the world to get the congressional committees that were formed at that time to look into what information that we, 7 of us, had found from the task force out of Fort Bliss, Texas. They refused and went hell-bent on trying to discredit me, Brian Terry, and any of the others that had got this information. Brian Terry, I didn't know who the Border Patrol, okay, let me back up. I was told at the time that I talked to the Border Patrol here in Santa Teresa, Texas, or, right here in New Mexico, I was told that there was, I was asked, did I know who the Border Patrol agent was that was investigating what we were talking about? And I'd always check in down there at Santa Teresa before I went along the border because I didn't want to shake up the border patrol down there with a civilian roaming around sitting on the fence taking pictures. Especially the ranch that later got raided, who allegedly, I don't know this for a fact, but allegedly a large quantity of guns and ammunition was taken from that ranch. The Mexican Marinos at the fence that day, which I took photographs of us shaking hands with the Mexican Marinos across the iron fence there in east of Columbus, New Mexico. They said, I asked them, I said, what did you find? And they said, well, we're not at liberty to discuss that. He says, but we had a good day. They had a very bad day. And that was the extent of it. And the helicopters, the Marinos got in the helicopters and left the scene. Six Border Patrol trucks at that point left the scene. We later had a meeting and that in Las Cruces, New Mexico, on the weekend of the 4th of July. I called a special meeting when six area representatives, intelligence sectors, met with us and also a credentialed Pentagon source, not official from the Pentagon, let me clarify that, but a credentialed source. And we sat down and went through detail, names, dates, times, pictures, and everything with the Border Patrol from the sectors.
Stay right there because it sounds like we've got to break, Tosh. You're saying they were trying to find out who the Border Patrol agent was, some groups, and then later that Border Patrol agent got killed. Oh, it's what the family's saying. It was a hit to take him out because he was investigating all this. Stay with us.
You're prepared to bug out. Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
And we have the brother of Brian Terry coming on. We also have Colonel Matt Smithmeck, and all these people are just wonderful folks. They're going above and beyond their call to expose the takeover. And some people say, oh, corruption is just corruption. To the point where they publicly fund Al-Qaeda and ISIS to wipe out hundreds of thousands of Christians and overthrow governments. And our military finally said the last few years, we're not doing that. Started actually aiding the Russians behind the scenes to kill them. And I told you about that years ago with our guest, Colonel Schaefer, and many others. Now you notice, it, a few months ago, it was in New York Magazine with Pulitzer Prize winner Cy Hirsch, who came on the show. So understand that, folks. This is a total battle for these for this nation. And the very worst, these criminal networks that we're talking about are involved in the sex trade, not just of women, but children. They're involved in money laundering, weapons contracts. That's what Sabelle Edmonds of the FBI came out and said. Remember? It's all been confirmed. They're using Al-Qaeda and ISIS as a criminal network who will do anything. Because these radical Muslims believe everybody else is an animal. You can do whatever you want to somebody who is a heretic, or an infidel is the word they use. And they are the scum of the earth. And our government is publicly aiding them. It's not our government, it's a criminal group. So please support the broadcast, InfoWarsStore.com. This is revolutionary what you're hearing. Mr. Plum, he's got the sources, he's done the investigation, got out as a contractor a few years ago, retired, and he's got the courage to go on air. So his sources, you hear him talking about him in these meetings, he's down there. This guy's going into Mexico putting trackers on trucks. The real deal. Everything he told us years ago came out exactly as he said. The best Benghazi source we've got. You are hearing stuff they don't want you to hear. So take advantage of storable food specials in today, 40% off at Willen today. We also have the big specials on Anthroplex, the male and female booster, just really high-quality herbs. That's 15% off, 24-hour flash sale. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, going back to Tosh, only 3 minutes till break, or 4 minutes till break, sir. Just recapping the amazing stuff you talked about in the last 15 minutes. Were you implying, because I mean, that's what his brother says, he found the notes in his boot, that people higher ups that you were warning wanted to know, who's the Border Patrol guy telling you this? Who's your source? And you didn't tell them, and then you were building up to something. But are you just coming out and saying, sure, they got rid of him because he was investigating?
Well, right. At the time, Alex, we didn't know, or I didn't know who the source was until Santa Teresa, the Border Patrol, one of the agents that had been working with the ATF, when Fast and Furious came up to me, and he said, Tosh, he says, do you know who the mole is in the Border Patrol? I said, what do you mean, mole? And he says, well, we've got some bad people in the ATF, and we got some bad people in the Border Patrol. Now, I'm not saying that that's the true case. I'm saying that's what...
Sure, sure. We want to know who the bad people are, Tosh. Tell us who the source is.
Now, he come on up, and he said, do you know who the agent is that is investigating exactly what you're saying, what you're telling us? I said, I didn't know the Border Patrol was working on this. Now, I didn't find this out until about 2 or 3 years later. I didn't contact the Terry family because, I didn't want to embarrass them. I didn't want to make allegations that had not been vetted.
But once you heard that they figured out on their own, you've not talked to them.
Right. I've talked to them, right. I've talked to Kent, Brian's brother.
And he thanks you on air.
Right. Okay. Now, this thing also led into other things. I want to get this in because I know you got to go to break. My time's up. This also led into the Clinton Foundation receiving millions of dollars from the Saudis on...
Yeah, you said that 4 years ago and nobody else said it. So we're going to go to break, come back, give you the floor to talk about that. But, Tosh, it's so incredible. You deserve a Pulitzer Prize, brother, for Congressional Medal of Honor. I know you don't want it. You care about the dead guys in Benghazi. But, oh, man, Brian Terry, you, everybody, are true heroes going up against a global mafia that runs little kids, the Clinton Foundation. I mean, it is incredible. Back in 70 seconds with a true hero. So proud of Americans like this and Texans like this. I tell you, folks, so many great Texans.